Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How Should Seattle Residents Monitor for Rodent Activity After Treatment? You know what keeps me up at night? Not the rats. It's knowing that 60% of Seattle homeowners who think they've won the rodent battle end up right back where they started within a year. Why? Because they skip the most crucial part. Monitoring after treatment. Let's break down exactly how to keep those unwanted house guests from staging a comeback. First up, you need to become a detective, and I'm talking daily visual inspections. Take a quick walk around your foundation every morning with your coffee. Look for fresh droppings. They're like tiny rodent calling cards. And pay attention to your pets. If Fluffy's suddenly fascinated by that corner behind the washer, she might be onto something. Now let's talk monitoring stations. Think of these as your early warning system. Sprinkle some non-toxic tracking powder along your walls. It's like setting up tiny rodent fingerprint stations. Got an attic or crawl space? A motion sensor camera up there is worth its weight in gold. And those entry points you sealed? Give them a quick once-over regularly. Rodents are persistent little contractors, always looking for renovation opportunities. Documentation is your best friend here. Keep a simple activity log. Think of it as your rodent diary. Snap photos of anything suspicious and jot down weather changes. You'd be surprised how many Seattle rodents decide to house hunt when our famous rain kicks in. Here's a perfect example of why this matters. Sarah over in Queen Anne, lovely home, great view of the Space Needle, she kept hearing this faint gnawing sound. Most folks would have written it off as house settling. But Sarah had been keeping her monitoring log. She tracked the sound, checked her sealed entry points, and sure enough, found a rat trying to chew through a previously sealed vent. Caught it before it became a full-blown invasion. Here's your takeaway. Commit to a daily 5-minute walk around, inside and out. Keep a simple photo log for 90 days after treatment. Trust me, this tiny time investment saves you from dealing with another full-scale rodent situation down the road. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.